Business Growth with Riri Okoye is brought to you by First Bank.
You First Bank.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the benefits of a business plan. Because guess what? Failing to plan is planning to fail. And I don't want any of my listeners to fail. If you don't have a business plan, your business may not grow. What is a business plan? It's simply a document setting out the business's future objectives and strategies for achieving them. And every business needs a business plan, no matter how small. And sometimes business owners come to me on my coaching sessions and they say, Riri, I'm only a one-man business. I don't need a business plan. You need a business plan, no matter the size of your business. Even if you're financing the business yourself, the business plan requires you to take a close look at many aspects of your plan and commit to your goals. A business plan can help you clarify the business and expose any issues that will need to be resolved. Some business owners procrastinate. They say, Riri, I'm coming. I'll give you that business plan next week, next month. Next month becomes 6 months. 6 months becomes 1 year. 1 year becomes 5 years in business and you haven't written a business plan. You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay. Anyway, let me share my story because even me, I have an embarrassing story, but let me share it. So I've been in business for over 10 years and I created a business plan. I was part of a women's empowerment group and I had two accountability partners and I was so excited sharing my business goals, what I intend to do, my vision, all of that good stuff, you know, and I wrote my business plan and I printed it and I was so excited. But I did what a lot of business owners do. Guess what I did? I put my business plan in my drawer and I left it there for 1 year, 2 years. And guess what? My business was not growing because my business plan was not where it was supposed to be. But let me tell you something. There are two types of business plans that you can do. You can do the one-page plan. And if you're a business owner and you're a small business owner, this is what you need. So it includes the following: a company description, a list of products and services, marketing and sales strategy, and financial projections. Finished. Okay. Or there's a more formal plan which has the executive summary, which is written last but presented first in the plan, table of contents, company description, list of products and services, market analysis, organizational structure, operational plans, marketing and sales strategy, financial projections. Another helpful element can include your SWOT analysis, which is your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities and threats, and a glossary. That's helpful information, especially if the person that you're writing the business plan is not familiar with your industry jargon. There's also supporting details, including your logo, your graphics, representation, and chart, okay? So let's go on to the meat of this discussion, the benefits of your business plan. So the first benefit is one, your business plan is proven to help your business to grow by what? 30%. Yes, if you have a business plan, it's proven to grow by 30%. But guess what? It needs to be updated regularly because markets change, audiences change, economic situations change, you know. Even me, as an event planning business, which shut down in COVID, I had to change. I had to plan my business. I had to change to hybrid events. I had to respond to the threats and turn the threats into opportunities as they arose. And because of that, I was able to have at least 10 hybrid events during COVID, including training events. So that's one benefit that you can make up to 30%. Your business can grow up to 30% when you have a business plan. The second, it can help you decide whether to take up a major purchase or investment by examining your financials realistically. Yes, I said realistically, because a lot of business owners get turned down, even with loans, if they don't have a business plan. Number three, you will notice cash flow challenges early if it's on a plan, because your cash flow will clearly define how much you expect to make in 6 months, 1 year, etc., etc., etc. And that way you are not guessing. Before I continue, I've got a special message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. Whoop, 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 whoop. 5 ways to keep your business running. So First Bank know that running a business is not easy in times like this. This is why they are enabling you with flexible and collateral free loans so that you can do the following. 1, execute your contracts or discount your invoices with ease. Choose from an array of supply chain finance loans and access up to 100 million naira. Yes, I said it. Number 2, grow your supermarket with First Trader Solution. Get up to 5 million naira loan with no collateral or more with flexible collateral. Number 3, meet your cash flow needs with the retail temporary overdraft. Access up to 4 million naira. Number 4, equip your pharmacy or hospital. Choose health facility loan and get up to 10 million naira or access the CBN intervention fund. Number 5, keep your business moving. Keep it moving. Get up to 20 million naira to purchase a vehicle with the operational vehicle finance loan. Isn't that amazing? All by First Bank. Whatever your business finance needs, First Bank will enable you meet them. That's another reason to open an account with First Bank. All you need to do is visit firstbanknigeria.com or go to any of the local branches. Okay, so if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about the benefits of a business plan. Number 4, minimize risk, especially when you are new, when the risk allows for contingency plans if you are not growing, and you can switch tactics if one of the business plans isn't growing. It helps everyone in the business know the direction of the company, from the accountant to the salesperson to marketing to social media, even legal. Everybody knows what's going on. Number 6, it helps you to achieve your business goals. Let's say you want to increase your sales revenues by 10%. You're more likely to achieve this when you have a business plan, especially if you have SMART goals. Number 7, if you want to sell your business in the future, it will help future investors understand your business model because you have a business plan. Can you see the benefits? These are wonderful benefits. And number 8, finally, if you are seeking lending from a bank like First Bank or even funding, they will want your business plan and it will help with their decision to give you a loan. So, don't you agree with me that it's important to have a business plan? If you don't have a business plan, start today. I've given you the outline of how to create one, okay? And so, just to wrap up, a business plan is an important document. It comes with a lot of benefits, as I've outlined, and it will help your business to grow by 30%. You can either have a short one-page business plan or a formal one. So, if you've enjoyed the lessons today on business growth with Riri Okoye, don't keep these lessons to yourself. Tell your business colleagues to tune in next week. We'll be talking about how to create your sales and marketing plans. You don't want to miss it. So once again, thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Business Growth with Riri, and this SME show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Thank you, and can't wait for next week. Take care.